Hello, this is Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development by Ryokyu Endo. Today, I would like to talk about how to deal with spiritual world. What you need to aware of it. Because there's a way to deal with it, and sometimes it's dangerous because this spiritual world is the subject which is very sensitive. At the same time, there's a dangerousness. Do you know why? There is a teachings in Buddhism that supernature power of evil and supernature power of Buddha. And evil has five supernature powers. And Buddha has six supernature powers. However, until five is the same. You know what those are? For example, supernature power to recognize the other lives, past lives of self and others, etc. Knowing about the other life. Another supernatural power is to read other person's mind. And others are like to teleportation. And others are like to see something that not in front of you. To see something invisible, sometimes like far away, what's going on far away. And also can listen to the sound or voice of the place, what's happening, that not in front of somewhere, how far away, even far away. And these five supernatural powers are same as evil and Buddha. But there's one supernatural power that, or spiritual power that Buddha has but evil don't have. That is not leaking jockey, not leaking ego from the existence. This is called Rojinzu. That is what Buddha has and evil don't have. You know, sometimes like a New Age spiritual guru might show you the spiritual power, supernatural power, and people surprises, and to be follower. But it could be that this supernatural power was given by the evil spirit, and be able to see the past lives. Maybe can read mind or know what's happening even far away. So you have to be careful with it. Then how be able not to drop into become such a supernatural power guru? and become dropped into the follower of him or her. This is the point. If you are wishing to deal with the spiritual world, I mean human being, what this human being needs, you know, since modern days, that human being dropped into that materialism and start thinking something you cannot prove scientifically does not exist. But actually, the spirit of a human being, or soul of the human being, cannot live lively only with material and not deal with the spiritual world. We need healthy spiritual, healthy and relationship, healthy to deal with spiritual world, not to be used by strange cult guru, and not to be used by dogma of the religion, but we need to deal with the healthy relationship with the spiritual world. And this is the key, how to deal with it, spiritual world. It's, the key is the number six, the spiritual power of the Buddha, which is not to leak the jhaki, not to leak the ego. Which means anything which try to stimulate your ego, don't deal with it, even if it's something spiritual. For example, this makes you feel, this makes you a special person. You can get you can gain the supernatural power. This guru can see your past life. You have to follow him, and you can depend on him or her. Another type is to stimulate your fear. Or you have to follow this dogma, otherwise you go to hell. Those are all something you need to be careful about. Therefore, the basic thing, what you need to put in your mind is not to let ego leaks from your existence. Don't get seduced something to try to stimulate your ego, make you feel you're special, not to be manipulated by the fear. Basically, the attitude to the world has to be based on the altruistic attitude, altruism, focus to how to rescue the spirit, and about not to be manipulated by the fear is you need to receive unification by the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Don't forget, the worst part of yourself is the most being cared and loved by the great spirit of the universe. Feel this with your body sensation. No need to think, feel and realize it. This is the truth. And feel the unification inside of yourself, deep inside the great spirit of the universe exists. and it will be projected as external existence as well. If you have this body sensation, or sensation of your existence, you will not be manipulated by the fear. And if you have enough sensitivity of the key energy and not let any jerky, the negative energy, leaks from you, especially when you deal with the spiritual world. Be sensitive enough to the energy, then you will not be stimulated ego and not be manipulated as well. Well, today I was able to just talk about the basic attitude, how to deal with the spiritual world. Because this is the subject, main theme of the human being from now on. Let's find out the healthy way to deal with the spiritual world. Thank you.